He is actually going to eject a fan.
Because bad things happen in Philadelphia. Bad things.
The fan jumped into the penalty box area.
Joy it is to come to Philadelphia and stand here and dodge ice balls.
We, the Dallas Cowboys, had assassinated John Kennedy.
And we are, in fact, live. We are live from the Midwest.
No,
we're not in the Midwest.
And I'm keeping those sneezes in. I could have muted myself, but I decided not to. No, we're not the fucking Midwest, dude. We are. You want to talk about the background of this, or do you want to just like not inform the listeners as to what we're doing?
Well. So what I'm referring to, I was listening to Effectively Wild, which is a baseball podcast, and they there was a bit of a tiff, I guess, going on because one of the hosts, they were debating about what Midwest was, and someone had said Cleveland wasn't the Midwest.
Cleveland's the Midwest, I would say. But like, I don't know.
Pittsburgh. And people were saying, well, Pittsburgh's not Midwest. The one host, Meg, was like, no, it's not Midwest. It's part of Pennsylvania. And I was like, well, culturally, I think it's culturally Midwest. But then the next episode, the one I'm listening to now, it's a couple days behind, but they said that they did this like survey and they included Philadelphia in the survey. And apparently 10% of Philadelphians who responded said that they were in the Midwest.
You're not.
Right.
You're not.
If you are one of those people listening who listen to this podcast and you think Philadelphia is in the Northwest or Midwest,
please write in.
If you think we're in the Northwest too, please write in because I would love to know how the fuck we're in Oregon. But what would make us Midwest? The only way I could think that is if you conflate it with the Rust Belt, which we're like, I guess, the most eastern extremity. But so this had me thinking, all right, Northeast. I have gotten into actual arguments in real life over people about where Philadelphia is regionally. Right. Oh, yeah, yeah. So saying, I think we could all agree that we're part of the Mid-Atlantic. The Mid-Atlantic being Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, New York, Maryland, and Virginia. Would you agree to that?
Yeah, Virginia is kind of like, are we?
Northeast Virginia, like the D.C. area, I think could kind of.
Well, I also think like it also depends sort of on where you are in Maryland, right? Because like extreme Western Maryland is like its own thing. Like once you get past Frederick, you're kind of in some weird stuff. Like out near Frostburg and that.
Yeah, I think if we can't actually use the states to do these like cultural demarcations.
No, because like, states are too big, basically. Are the border.
Yeah, I think you have to go. It's like east of the Appalachians or not, like Harrisburg east. Yeah, that's Mid-Atlantic. And I also say it's also Northeast. But then it's like, ooh, is Harrisburg Northeast? So is Philadelphia in the Northeast?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say so. And I've had arguments like, no, it stops at New York.
No, it doesn't.
I don't agree. So we're only, what, 90 miles away from New York?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're not in New England, obviously. And there's some people who want to include New York and New England, which I don't agree with.
Although, like, again, like, you can't do it by state because, like, hang on one second. My torrent client is going crazy.
I might explain why you froze earlier.
No, it wasn't that, but it decided that my torrent of Reservoir Dogs was very bad, no good.
Mm.
But I think I killed it. Yeah, it's dead. Okay, cool. Yeah, again, the state delineation, because Pennsylvania is effectively two states, like, with the Susquehanna.
Yeah. Being the border.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say that. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You know, and like New York, you know, east of the Hudson's definitely different than west of the Hudson.
Exactly.
And upstate's different from the metro area. But yeah, I would definitely say that Philadelphia is in the
Northeast.
In the Northeast.
It is. No, it is. I mean, I think a lot of it is that everyone besides us is a moron.
That's true.
That is true.
That's correct.
Right, exactly. We know this to be true, you know.
Right.
Excuse me.
Nice.
Thank you very much. It's that Coke Zero burp. But yeah, I do think, like, I just, like, to me, the Northeast culturally is, like, Boston, Hartford, New Haven, New York, Trenton, like Philadelphia, Baltimore, and then maybe DC. I sort of view DC as like a, it's, Roz has pointed out more than once, it's just the most northern city, it's southern city. It's the most northern southern city. Mm. Like it, DC now is completely ruined, but it used to be cool.
So this is like the definition of Northeast is Amtrak.
Yeah, the Acela Corridor.
Northeast Corridor.
Yeah.
Is the Northeast.
Yes.
Okay.
And but obviously, okay. Like, is Maine the Northeast? Because, like, you know how the thing that really pisses me off is when people are like, oh, Texas is in the South. And it's like, no, Texas is Texas.
Yeah, it's its own thing.
It's its own thing. It's sort of the way I feel about, like, Maine. And, like, once you get out of, like, Portsmouth, New Hampshire, like, shit starts getting mm-hmm. real weird. Like, rural Vermont is its own fucking thing.
Mm-hmm. Once you get, I don't know, like, maybe, like, 30 miles north of Boston, like, you can tell you're in, like, a different biome.
Yeah, yeah. Like the North Shore is its own fucking thing, but yeah.
It, like it's, like, the plant, like, oh, there's, it's mostly conifers now.
Yes. Like, there's also, like, Western Mass is so mm-hmm. unlike a lot, like, the quiet corner of Connecticut is different than, like, anything else because no one fucking lives there. Like, if you go out to where, like, Storrs is, like, where UConn is, I was talking to my dad once, we were visiting the campus for the first time in a very long time, and he goes, mm-hmm. what blows my mind is that this place just still hasn't been built up at all. So it's just nothing.
I gotta pull this up on the map here
where Storrs is.
Yeah that's in the fucking middle of nowhere.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's an agricultural school. That's why, like, I don't understand the people who bitch about, like, Penn State. I mean, fuck Penn State, but people who are like, oh, the kids are too loud. I'm like, you live there because the university is there. There is mm-hmm. no reason for you to, like.
Yeah, it would be like fucking what, some like Lewistown.
Yeah.
If the college wasn't there. Yeah, there'd be no reason to go to State College.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Right in the fucking middle of the state.
Agricultural schools, dude. Like,
yeah. So I think, yeah, we can all agree that we're not in the Midwest. We're in the Northeast. We're in the Mid Atlantic. And how would you say about Pittsburgh being in the Midwest?
Culturally, the Midwest, sure.
Yeah, I would say that. And this would be good to have what's his name on, Francis on. Does the Midwest end at the Mississippi?
Oh, and it just becomes like the Great Plains states.
Yeah, because if you want to conflate Midwest with Old West, right? Like, and not like Wild Wild West, but like the original West back in the 13 colonies days, that would be like stopping at the Mississippi.
Right.
Yeah, I don't have as much of a cultural like touch on those states. I've fucking have never been to Chicago.
Have you never been to Chicago? I love Chicago.
I've never been. I think one of these days, one of these years, when we decide to do another American road trip. But maybe if visiting the United States wasn't more expensive than visiting Europe, which it is right now, isn't that bizarre? Like a flight to fucking LA is more expensive than a flight to Ireland.
I'm going to. I'm going to location redacted.
I'll believe that. Yeah. You're going to a mountain redoubt?
Yeah. I'm going to my chalet.
You're going to the Eagle's Nest.
I'm going to my chalet. Thank you.
Yeah. You're going to Berchtesgaden.
I'm pleased that the listeners have allowed me to allow my mountain house. It's not in the Poconos, is it, folks?
You've heard the call of the Ur-Heimat. Yeah.
I'm looking for my ancestors' gold.
Yeah.
In case you're wondering what the bootleg stream of the week is, folks, before we do introductions, it's American at Army. My mom went to American for undergrad because her parents wouldn't let her go to the University of Denver.
Mm.
Because she wanted to learn how to ski, and if you've ever met my mother, that would not have gone well.
No, she's very sweet, but I could not see that happening.
No. Americans up 46-39. We got 12 minutes left in the second half. That's Patriot League, man.
Patriot League.
Bucknell. Who else is in this? Holy Cross, Lafayette, Lehigh.
Lehigh. Oh, Lehigh. Shit.
Yeah, man. A team I feel some loyalty to. I have a couple friends that ended up at Lehigh. It's a good school. I do like the number 15 Lehigh, 15 seed Lehigh, knocked off number 2 Duke in the NCAA tournament about 10 years ago, maybe longer than that. But there's a really funny rap song on YouTube simply called Lehigh Beat Duke. I highly recommend that you listen to it because fuck Duke and everybody who went there. And this is kind of my my time of year, because you get to like, I get to like rally off figures to Carinci absolutely does not care about. My wife canceled her Patreon subscription today.
Yeah, you're gonna have to handle that.
I am. I'm gonna. She doesn't subscribe to the "Well, There's Your Problem" Patreon because she doesn't believe that we should make more money.
It's all about the numbers.
It pays rent.
We got to make it look good.
My favorite thing about Corinne is that I'll ask her, what's your favorite "Well, There's Your Problem" episode. She goes, the live shows are my favorite, and I'm like, that's because the only ones you were forced to listen to because you run merch at those.
Yeah, I think I don't even think my wife's listened to the ones I was on.
That's brutal.
Yeah. It's funny. So
she just texted me, I unsubscribed from the 10K Patreon this week. Yes, we were just talking shit about you.
Yeah. My wife's friend who you have met, my wife forwarded an episode, and my wife's friend was like, well, when are they going to talk about the disaster?
Hour 2, usually.
Yeah, it's like,
got to get to the news.
The banter is the best part. That's what you got to enjoy that. So I'm like, oh, I have a sort of window into the mind of like that. Please just get to the engineering, please. Type of commenters. Yeah, although her politics are aligned.
Hey, I don't blame people. It's not everyone's thing. I got I use this podcast to air grievances.
Yes,
as we should, because we got to fill time like we always do. Yeah, and someone was like, Liam's heart didn't really feel in it in the fashion episode, and I was like, well, we had a guest who knew way more than I did, and it was a 4-hour episode. I contributed.
I love those though, like the. When someone's like, oh, someone didn't feel into it, or they try to get into someone's mind.
Yeah, it's like,
you don't really know.
There are episodes where you can clearly tell I'm mailing it in, but I by and large, try not to do it. There are episodes. I don't think I've ever told you this. There's an episode of "Well, There's Your Problem." I'm not going to specify which one, but I will tell you off air. Okay. Where we had to scrap it because one of our hosts fell asleep.
Okay. Oh no.
Yeah, and we had to re-record it. It was
brutal. All right, hold on, let me pause the recording real fast.
Yeah.
All right,
so yeah.
Yeah, all of them are your favorite.
Yeah, all of them are my favorite. I actually have some shit to talk about. I have a rant. Oh, we should do the intros first before I go on my second rant.
Okay. Well, hello and welcome to another episode of 10,000 Losses, the only Philadelphia regional categorization podcast that exists. I'm your host, Tom Payne. My pronouns are he, him. And with you is my co-host, Yay.
Liam. Hi, I'm Liam Anderson. And my pronouns are he, him. Fuck you, Spike Eskin. eat shit, rights to Ricky Sanchez. Eat shit, birds with friends. Is there any other Philly sports podcast? I don't listen to any Philly sports podcasts.
What's the Phillies one? Well, we had the guys who stole our logo, but then.
Sorry, Zencaster shit itself here.
I think my problem with. So there's two things I want to talk about.
Yeah.
Number one is the Xfinity Live expansion.
Oh.
I am, believe it or not, all for it. Because it's just dead space down there. It's just parking lots.
Right.
Like, I don't give a shit if it means the Sixers stay in Philly or not, stay in South Philly or not.
Right.
I think that's probably what Xfinity is doing, or Comcast is doing,
mm-hmm.
to bring people and keep them there. Xfinity Live, we've been there together, is a absolute hellhole.
Oh,
it's the worst place in the world.
The pissing, the losing Roz. that was fun.
Oh, is that when I broke the toilet?
Yeah, but it was the urinal and you turn around and the guy comes behind you ready with his like his pants down and just gets splashed by water and piss. And I laughed so hard I couldn't stop laughing. And then I stepped on the guy's foot and he's like, I'm like, yo, I'm sorry. Big boy, like Kyle Schwarber, big boy sees. And the guy's like, oh, fuck it. You're fighting. Yeah, that's.
Thank you.
It just proved that all you need to do to get through a crowd in Philadelphia is be like, oh, I'm sorry, man. Go Birds. Sorry, man.
Yeah, that's basically all you have to do, honestly.
Yeah. So, so you're saying, yeah, they're upgrading Xfinity Live.
Yeah. They're investing a pile of money into it. They're going to make it the battery at Truist, which I actually, when I was down in Atlanta for the Phil's Braves series, I went to game one. I quite liked having the battery there. I mean, I obviously that does not negate how I feel about how Cobb County and the Braves handled the situation, which was gruesome, racist, and appalling.
Right.
But I will say I like the daiquiri bar being a 2-minute walk from the stadium.
Yeah, I mean, I like the idea of more walkable, like, that's fine, but walkable right. development, what is currently just parking lots right by the train station?
There's exactly. I think that makes sense. My feelings are basically that I'm fine with it. My second rant is, we'll get into it. What the fuck are the Sixers doing, my guy?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's bad.
Oh shit! Richard Lewis died. R.I.P.
He did. R.I.P.
Well, yeah. I guess we can get into the Sixers in a minute. Do we want to make our announcement about the live stream thing?
Go for it, dude. Yeah.
So if you're a patron, by the time this is out, you would have seen it. We're shooting. Charlie was the first one to like it. We're going to do a live stream on the 13th of March. So actually in a few weeks, that would be 2 weeks from today. So that's as much time. We originally had set up to that. Once we hit $250, we would do like a live stream every other month. We hit 250, at one point. So we're going to do it. This one's going to be a very like trial run version of it, I guess. Like, you say like we're not 100% sure how to do it yet, so
gonna have to figure that out in real time. Sorry.
Yeah. So it'll be sometime in the afternoon on Wednesday, 13th of March, probably later in the day, just so that you know everyone can do it for like an hour or two. Probably using Discord, unless there's another way we can illegally stream.
Not illegally. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Hey, whoa.
Yeah. So we'll put the details out, and those details, like, that would be for if you want to listen to it, you like we'll eventually dump it, the audio from it, I guess, if we could record it. But we got to figure that out too. But that would be like a Patreon. Like, you won't get the link unless you're a patron. So as that comes closer, if you want to have us make fun of you and make fun of some sort of mediocre conference championship basketball.
Emphasis on mediocre.
Yeah, mediocre. Yeah, we're not trying to watch the Final Four. We're not trying to watch the NCAA tournament. We're trying to watch
the opening round of the A-10.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to watch. So the more details will be on patreon.com. Patreon.com/10,000losses. It's $1 to listen to all of our bonus episodes. So, but please. more if you're cool.
More if you're cool.
Yeah. And yeah. If you also voicemail 267-371-7218, give us your name and pronouns. Give us reviews on iTunes, and you can follow us on Twitter. If you don't want to be on the voicemail, you can actually text that number, or you could DM the pod at 10kLossesPod on Twitter. All right. So, we got a lot of mileage out of that, the dick and balls last week.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. Actually, when we started recording, I started that wonder if I was hallucinating, because I heard my voice coming through your speaker.
Yeah, I had been told that it was a good episode, so I was listening to it.
That was a really good episode. That was one of the, that was like a, That was a top 10, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
So if you're listening to this and you haven't listened to the Shohei Ohtani episode, go out there and listen to that. But these jerseys still hated. I saw an article today in the Inquirer where, except for Brandon Marsh, who says it feels really big on him, so he likes it. All the other players.
What a strange man.
He is a strange man. All the other players have expressed dislike, and they were off the record saying stuff like trying to profit margins. So they know they get it. And apparently the Kansas City Royals were able to lobby to keep their number size, the regular size, and not this reduced size that they have now.
Very interesting.
And the Cardinals lobbied to keep their chain stitch logo. So the Phillies also had a chain stitch logo, and they did not lobby for that, nor did they lobby for numbers. So
thanks for nothing, Middleton, you asshole.
Yeah, he's probably fucking friends with Ruben. We're asking, please, President Biden, use the Sherman Antitrust Act. Please fucking destroy Fanatics.
Yeah, please.
Before you do anything else, before you go after Amazon, which we, you know, so the wife and I, we went out and to see, just as a side here, we went out to see American Fiction. That was a funny movie. But the MGM is owned by Amazon now.
What? Oh, yes, that's right.
Dude, how are they legally allowed to? They are actively trying to corner like every market.
I forgot they do that, except they didn't get the bond rights. I remember that was like a huge sticking point, was that they didn't get the rights to Bond. They got the distribution rights to some Bond movies, but they didn't get like creative control over the Bond franchise that they wanted.
That no company should be that big.
No,
they have too much power. They're approaching nation state level power. I mean, they're probably more powerful than some nation states.
Oh yeah.
If Amazon wanted mercenaries, they could have a larger army than a an average size country, probably, if they wanted to. Yeah, fuck that shit. So maybe Fanatics will get bought by Amazon next.
Oh, yeah. God. Amazon Basics, and it's just a shitty Phillies jersey.
they just throw it at your fucking house from the car. Got piss stains on it.
It's just a brick with a note that says, "I hate you."
Welcome to 10,000 Losses, an Amazon podcast.
I always like the emails we get from There's Your Problem that are like, would you like to distribute? No. Would you like? No. No, I wouldn't.
No.
I'm the one who answers the emails, man.
Yeah, we got to check ours. I haven't checked that email in over a year. So.
Attaboy.
Yeah. We got like, you know, hey, we're trying to reach one of you guys. We're television. We need a new WIP host. there's something rotten in the kingdom of the Eagles.
Yeah, you want to talk about that?
There's some fucky shit going on, and the one we wanted to talk about last week, but we ran really long, which was Big Dom,
right?
So Big Dom, you know, every good team has a resident Italian who can wrangle other Italians, sort of an
the
Italian
get back expert. Coach, basically,
yeah. So Big Dom was DeSandro, I think.
I don't know. Make up an Italian sounding name.
Man, Dominique Grande de
DeSandro
de Cocchio.
Oh my God! I didn't realize he was from South Philly too.
De Penne Grande. Big Dom. Apparently, when he got. Basically, the start of the Eagles' problems was him getting kicked off the sideline. Because Dom DeSandro was like...
He went to the same high school as my mother-in-law.
Oh. Oh, he's got a Wikipedia article now.
Of course he has a Wikipedia article, man. I like born 1978 or 1979.
He earned an athletic scholarship to play for the Nittany Lions, but did not appear in any games, being dismissed from the team for unspecified reasons. who's too busy handling the waste management of the team. A degree in sports management.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, he got fined $100,000 for that.
That's too much money.
That's a lot for a not player. Man, so apparently he was keeping Nick's fucking head on straight.
On straight, right. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff coming out. There's just like a lot of shit coming out now in general about like the Eagles collapse going on in six at the end of the season last year.
It seems like a culture problem.
It does. I mean, we've been very, I don't know, we've been mixed on Sirianni, but I think we're both like, I don't trust him to get the job done.
No. And we said that from the beginning, and we did give him a chance, and it seemed like he was doing well, and maybe we were wrong.
We never are, as we've learned.
No. Yeah, it sounds like we were right. And it's just this bizarre thing that if you're a head coach and you need to have a big Italian guy there to fucking
keep you calm,
that's not good.
No, that's a bit. That's more than a quirked eyebrow. That's a.
Yeah. Derek Gunn apparently had reported that Big Dom controls his emotions sidelines, and that in his absence, Nick gets in numerous arguments with players and coaches during the game. If you gotta have a guy like, if your boss is like, the only thing between you and getting fired is this guy, like,
not a great sign, is it?
That's not a good dynamic. I don't like that dynamic.
No.
And I know, and AJ Brown went on WIP and he like yelled at the media, like, I mean,
which he was right to do.
I don't know how did the team say that was okay. I like, what's going on with this team?
Right. It's a valid question, man. I mean, it feels like we're waiting for the bottom to fall out next year.
Yeah.
And it kind of feels like we're going to get like a 7-10 season. And the knives are really going to be out. Like, it just feels that way, dude.
We got another Marcus Hayes article. But he was saying that there's two tiers of players. You got your stars on the Eagles, and they don't get criticized by coaching staff. And then there are everyone else. And so when things went bad,
the other guys, right.
They were the whipping boys for the stars.
Right. I imagine that's not a very fun dynamic to play under.
No. And I would not imagine that someone like Jalen Hurts would be okay with that. But and all this is backed by an unnamed source.
Right.
But that the newer players, the younger guys, the guys who weren't established stars, they would be getting berated by staff when they made mistakes.
Right. And we can't have that. That's realistically, we can't have that.
Yeah. And Marcus Hayes also citing like Derek Gunn saying that there's some issues, that there's a couple other people like Craig Carton apparently said there was locker room issues on Fox. There's just a couple other, I don't know. And then you hear about like Hassan Reddick, like
does he want to trade? Does he not? Like, yeah. And then it kind of came out that he had never asked for a trade.
Yep.
And they were basically just telling him to what felt like to go find one. And like, I don't know why you wouldn't keep Hassan. And I understand that we're biased.
That makes sense.
I mean, it's still an elite talent.
Yep.
Hassan Reddick, good at football, as we know. And this has nothing to do with us both being delusional Temple boys.
Right. Yeah. It feels like the vibes are off.
The vibes are off, but it felt like that last season. It felt like, you know, just like the fills at the beginning of, I don't know.
The 2022 season at the beginning with Girardi, where the vibes seemed fucked.
And right.
Then now they're like Whit Merrifield saying, this team is, the culture is awesome. These guys just are having fun and it's a great culture.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to all gas, no brakes our way to a World Series championship.
Yeah.
We don't need pitching. We don't need pitching.
Nah, you don't need it.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Yeah.
All right. American is in control of this game, by the way. It's 68-50 with like 2:10 left to play.
Good. Good. We got to keep those Army boys down.
Yeah. I know my mom is deeply invested in how the American University Eagles perform.
Oh man. I don't, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. The draft's coming up relatively soon and we'll see what that, there's talk of trying to get Jeremiah Trotter Jr.
Yeah.
Which I was a big Jeremiah Trotter fan.
Yeah, the phrase Jeremiah Trotter Jr. doesn't sit well right with me.
Yeah, it's like, has it been that long, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to be 36 in a month.
I mean, like, he went to yeah, prep, because of course he did, but.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. All right. You want to move on to basketball?
Mm-hmm.
So you must be happy about the game last night.
Your
loyalties collided.
My loyalties collided. It was great fun to watch Corinne suffer. Obviously, it always is. Mm. Yeah. What's going on with the Sixers, man? Like, I mean, I guess
they don't have Embiid.
They don't have Embiid, but like I kind of thought it wouldn't go this bad. Like, they kept it close and kept it gross with the Celtics until the Celtics like pulled away in sort of the final minutes of the fourth. But it's like, it's not, it didn't feel like cause to be optimistic. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's kind of, as you're saying that, it makes you think like the Sixers are kind of like holding their own a bit and then just
shitting and farting.
Yeah. With, it's tough not having Embiid. It's tough putting Paul Reed against Kristaps Porzingis.
You know? Right. Like, it's tough too when you have like, just like when you're giving Ricky Council the fourth minutes, like, you know, I don't think it's anything other than you basically just need to tread water until Embiid is back. But at the same time, it's a bit frustrating to hear like, this is the year, this is the year, this is the year, this is the year.
Yeah. I mean,
I also think that Tobias Harris fucking sucks. I have always thought Tobias Harris fucking sucks.
29 minutes, 2 rebounds, 13 points.
I mean, dude, for a guy,
I'm looking at the box score. Jaylen Brown, 6 rebounds. Jason Tatum, 11 rebounds. Kristaps Porzingis, 12 rebounds. Drew Holiday, 7 rebounds. Derek White, 6. The most any player on the Sixers had in rebounds was fucking Mo Bamba at 6. Everyone else is like 3-2. So they won the board there. You know, like,
geez. Let me pull up the because the Sixers actually did some stuff right in that game yesterday. Yeah. Including like they kept the Celtics to the Celtics had like 5 made threes or something. Like, the Sixers spaced that incredibly well, like did that really well, took away the Celtics' ability to score the three, and then got melted down inside. Mm-hmm. But I also want to draw your attention to like why I'm saying that is like, look at the sheer amount of free throws attempted.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Oh, that's
crazy. That's a 25 free throw difference. Like, that's where I feel like you can really feel the loss of Embiid. It's just like not getting the free throws, which, like, as much as we hate it, is like the key to generating offense in today's NBA.
Yeah,
but like more you're giving Kyle. I mean, Kyle Lowry had 23 minutes and 3 points. Like,
I think we'll know the consequences of the Pat Bev trade by the end of the season. You know,
yeah.
Look at his production.
Yeah. I mean, Kelly Oubre Jr. did all right, but had 3 points. Like, you look at the starters who.
Tyrese had a great game.
Tyrese Maxey usually does have a great game. He's very good at basketball, but like, he's not enough. I mean, if you look at the box score, like, Sixers are over here shooting 33% from 3. It's perfectly respectable. It's not great. And the Celtics shoot 22.7% from 3, but shoot 52.7% from 2. Like, that's. Ugh.
Yeah. 37-94 field goal, the field goals in the Celtics. Yeah, did not shoot nearly as many. 39 right. out of 74, much higher percentage, 52%. Yeah. Yeah, that's yeah, I mean, the Celtics are great. You're a great team. They're fucking 46-12.
Right. They are statistically, by some categories, the best Celtics team ever, which, given their long and storied history, is actually very impressive. But
yeah, that definitely. You hate to have to hand it to them, but much like ISIS. At least I do. What's the ETA on Embiid coming back?
I thought it was like 6 to 8 weeks. I don't know. It's bad.
Yeah. I mean, I guess half the fucking league makes it to the playoffs, but.
Right.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. We're dropped down to, what, 6 in the standings? Yep.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can hold on to that long enough for Embiid to be back, but yeah, that's not great.
Not ideal, right? Well, no. Talk about the Flyers, who are an extremely goofy team right now. They won against the absolutely dismal Blackhawks and then lost to the Rags and lost to the Penguins. They lost to the Penguins on Sunday the 25th, 7-6, because why should you play defense?
Yeah,
that's like a they did just beat the Lightning.
6-2.
6-2, yeah. But the Lightning aren't as good as they have been in past years.
Yeah.
So I think the Flyers probably are a first-round exit, but, like, the rebuild is way ahead of time. It's just, you know, who knows? My beloved Boston Bruins are beginning to choke, as they do. It's here a little early, but, you know, what are you going to do? I fucking hate the Bruins. I fucking hate hockey. I fucking hate everything.
The divisions here, we mentioned this, I think, an episode or two ago. Well, no, NBA divisions.
Yeah.
There's no geographical sense to these
divisions. No, none of it makes any goddamn sense.
You have the Atlantic division, but then you have Ottawa and Buffalo in it. And then you have Metropolitan, but then you have a team in fucking Carolina.
Yep.
And Columbus. That makes no fucking sense.
Yep. Yep. Fuck you.
Come on.
Fuck you for believing things make sense. You suck.
Make it geographically accurate.
No, you suck.
Yeah, fuck that. And apparently the Union lost their first match.
Cool.
Charlie did call in, by the way, so we'll have that. We have our first bad take, which is from Wayne sent it in. Do you say, is it Jay Billis or Jay Bilas?
I think it's Bilas, but I'm going to go with Billis because I assume that's wrong on purpose.
Oh, okay. So, you were going to cover this one because you said you watched it, right?
Yeah. 1 second. I just got to bring it up. ESPN's Jay Bilas on court storming. If they wanted to stop it, they could stop it tomorrow. You don't have to stop the court storming. One time, all you have to do is once they're on the court, just say you're all detained and give them citations or arrests if you want to. And then court stormings will stop the next day. So you want to kettle college kids because they're excited about a game. I will say there are some safety concerns involved in court storming. Basically, like a couple players, Caitlin Clark, who's one of the most dominant women's basketball players ever. She's currently at Iowa. She's very fucking good at basketball. She just broke the women's scoring record. Got kind of bumped and shoved, and Kyla Filipowski, I'm not totally sure I'm saying that right, plays for our hated Duke Blue Devils, also got kind of bumped around. My solution is easy. Wait till the players leave the top, because there have been, someone has pointed out, like, field stormings in college football were sort of up this year too.
Mm-hmm.
And players and fans were like taunting players, and it's like, I don't know that I would taunt a 6'6", 375 pound man who just lost the most important game of his life. And I believe that basically what they should do is like, hey, we're gonna allow court storming, but you gotta wait till the opposing players are in the tunnel, and if you don't, you'll be permanently ejected. I don't know that, like, the $100,000 fine proposed is going to be enough or even really relevant. But yeah, I think there's legitimate safety concerns, especially with, like, how drunk these college kids can get at these games. But
Students drink? No.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy how that works. But yeah, I don't love the idea of like, oh, I'm gonna fucking like do what they did to the protesters on 676 and just like kettle them and beat them.
Yeah.
Like the whole I will have order in a sport that's inherently sort of like not based on that. Where the joy is not based on order.
Yeah. And Wayne said he's like, Nilo apparently wants to do what Billis apparently wants to do what the NYPD did to the Occupy Wall Street protesters of the Brooklyn Bridge. Yeah. Or what they did on 676, you know, and there were some comments on the Twitter thread. It was from awful announcing, which someone says, you could stop. That's how they stopped underage drinking in college, is by handing out citations.
Yeah.
That's a good point. There were 30 cops versus 8,000 drunk fans.
Drunk college kids. Who you got?
Yeah, who you got? Especially if they're fake college cops.
Right.
When I was at Penn State, I remember there was like the fake like student cops, which I don't think we had them at Temple.
No, we didn't have them at Temple, but I know somebody who was a fake student cop at Penn State.
Yeah, that was very very cringy interacting with them.
Like, I imagine what's it up, was, yes.
Cop? Yeah, you're not a real cop. No, but I can call them in on my radio.
Wow. Cool. Wow. Do you feel big?
Yeah. Is that wine in that cup?
Yes.
I'm not telling you. Fuck, you can't do shit about it. Yeah.
Come back with a warrant, asshole.
Did I ever say my whole story about how I outran the soccer player?
Yes.
When we got party busted and the guy. All right. If the listeners haven't heard this one, but I'm not going to tell the whole story. But what I like is afterwards, where they're like, "Well, your name was on the party list. Are you being square?" There was like the advisor from my dorm. Like, "Are you being square with me, son, that you didn't drink that night?" I was like, "Yeah." I looked him right in the eyes. I was like, "No, I didn't have a drink. I wasn't there. I was there earlier while they were setting up for the party. That's why my name was on the list. But no, I don't drink, sir." And he's like, "All right, I'll let you go." And he tried to get me to come back and like interrogate me again. It's like, what are you trying to do? Do you get paid like a $50 stipend if we get sent to the alcohol diversion thing?
I got in trouble in college for torrenting, actually. And and the guy was like, "Well, rules are rules." And I was like, "Yeah, unjust laws shouldn't be followed." And he was like, "Well, the rules are rules." And I was like, "Yeah, that sounds..." I was 18 and I was just like, "Oh, that sounds very fascist of you." And he was like, "Well, I'll have you know I'm Jewish." I'm like, "Yeah, me too, asshole. Like, I can go toe for toe with you on this, you stupid fuck."
He's like
the head of like discipline or whatever the fuck at like some boarding school now. I think he was such a prick.
It tracks that type. I got my last 3 months at Penn State, I had my internet taken down to 56K. Because I downloaded too many SimCity 4 mods.
That's fucking funny.
So, but you were allowed to use it at the computer lab. So right. I would go to the computer lab with my USB drive, download, you know, like 8 gigabytes of SimCity 4 mods, and just put it on my hard drive. And there was no limit on the account there.
Oh, that's magnificent.
Yeah, I wasn't too far from it, but fuck you. I'm going to mod my... Because that's what I was doing instead of going to class.
Right.
Was playing SimCity 4.
Not a bad life, man. You graduated eventually.
Life. Yeah, not for Penn State. All right. 31 plus. All right, yeah, we're at 40, 45. We were asking Charlie to call back in. And guess what Charlie did?
Called back in.
He called back in. So,
roll it.
Yeah, let's hear that beautiful Charlie voice.
Hey, guys. Hey, Tom. Hey, Liam. Charlie. He, him. Everything I said after the union got knocked out was incorrect. They brought everybody back. They added only a couple of minor pieces, including the goalie that started last night's home opener with scab refs and our racist left back starting after only getting 2-game suspension. He completed all the offboarding. He had all the racist, non-racist offboarding he had to do on the offseason. He's certified by the MLS, not racist. So we'll see if that holds. Union tied 2-2, had 2 goals called back due to scabbery, and, you know, looked a little out of it, even coming off of the Triple C opener against Deportivo Saprissa in San Jose in Costa Rica, winning that game 3-2 after Jacob Glezis booted the ball in his own net to start the season off. They'll get Deportivo again for the second leg, up a goal with 3 road goals, should get through, but who the hell knows? You know, fuck Don Garber, keep the cops, pay the refs. What the fuck are we doing? Later.
Thanks, Charlie. It's nice to pay hear the refs. Voice. Pay the refs.
Pay the refs. Pay up, motherfucker.
Yep.
That's the best sign I've ever seen in any demo anywhere. It was just a sign that said, pay up, motherfuckers.
Yep. The players union, I think, although technically solidarity strikes are illegal, they should have just went on strike.
Yeah.
Said, nah, you're not having a season until you pay the fucking refs.
Can't live with them. Can't live without them.
Just like our wives, right?
You were ready with that. Well, they wouldn't know because they don't listen to the podcast.
That was wild.
Definitely.
That was very loud. The audience is now deaf.
Hey, just like us. We can't hear shit.
No, I can't.
I really can't.
It's like looking at someone like this. Looking at someone with my fucking ear. All right, I think we're good to get out of here. All right, shouts out to our North Catholic tier patrons, Patrick, Sean, Mike, Amanda, Kate, Eve, Charlie, Luke, Coho, Chuckleburn, and Kat. No new level 700 patrons. You should do that, though. All right, plugs. We got voicemail. 267-371-7218. Give us your name and pronouns. Tell us what you would do with...
the scab refs' penises.
Yeah. There you go. Perfect. I was going to say with Big Dom's penis. You do that. DM us, follow us, the podcast at 10K Losses Pod on Twitter. I'm at Tahika T-Pin. He's at Not Liam Anderson with a 0 because he's elite. It's all the show notes too. Patreon.com/10,000losses for the last bonus episode, every other bonus episode, and for the upcoming live stream. Other podcasts, we got Problem, Trash Future, Kill James Bond, Beyond the Breakers, Radio Free Tote Bag, Tipping Bitches. We're getting too many friends. We have too many friends.
We got to cut it down. Don't listen to Well, There's Your Problem. Those guys are assholes.
Yeah.
Definitely. Justin Rosniak owes me money.
Yeah. We're going to go beat him up?
I mean, he does literally owe me like quite a bit of money, but that's okay.
Check
your Venmo, Roz.
Yeah. I can't make that joke because the last time I did, I had to delete that from the episode.
Yep.
All right. Yep.
All right. Moving on swiftly.
Yes. Bye, everyone. Bye.